Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we just want everybody to feel free to worship the Lord and praise the Lord with us. And if you have a need, just put it in the comments and we'll get back to you. And if you have a praise report, share it with us. We'd love to hear what God's doing. But we just want to say thanks to all those that have tuned in, and we want to say thanks to those that have been praying for this broadcast. We covet all your prayers. We couldn't do it without you. And I just want to say tonight, our subject tonight is on faith, and we just want to say that if anyone out there has anything that they've been praying about, and they're believing God for, just keep believing Him and stand in faith. And I know that He will answer that prayer, because God is a faithful God, and what He's promised, He'll perform it. So just praise the Lord with us tonight, and tell all your friends and your loved ones about this broadcast. Help us share it out and like it for us, if you don't mind, and that'll help get the gospel out farther. James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. You know, we got to put our faith and trust in the Lord. If we pray for something and then we doubt, you know, we're going to do without. But if we believe God, and we put our trust in Him, when we stand on His word and believe, He's going to come through in His time, and He's going to meet that need that we've been praying for. So that's what this is about tonight, is having faith in the Lord. And we cannot be wavering. We can't be wishy-washy. We either got to believe or we don't believe. We can't say, Lord, do this or do that, and then sit around in doubt. Because if we do that, we just ain't going to get the prayers answered. So we just want to say that we love everyone and thank everyone for joining us tonight. Just pray for my throat tonight. It's not doing real good. I want to have Tim to come around and sing some songs for us, and then we'll go from there. So just worship and praise the Lord with us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
There's so much I don't know. Do I stay here or go? Do I try to find my own way? Or turn back for home? Though the path disappears, if I don't move, you can't steer. I wanna follow your direction, but until the way is clear, I'll go as far as faith people take me when I can't see down that road. I'll go as far as faith will take me, and you will lead me where I need to go. So let trust, want and trust, help me never give up. Cause he walked his road before me, and that should be enough. When I'm scared, when I'm blind, and when it's all an uphill climb, I can cover any distance, taking one step at a time. I'll go as far as faith will take me when I can't see down that road. I'll go as far as faith will take me, and you will lead me where I need to go. I see so many limitations on my life, so help me walk by faith and not by sight. And though it's far, faith will take me. I'll go as far as faith will take me. When I can't see down that road, I'll go as far as faith will take me, and you will lead me, yes, you lead me, as far as faith will take me, when I can't see down that road. I'll go as far as faith will take me, and you will lead me home.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. If I lived with it, he promised me he would. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe that God is watching over me, and he's aware of each and every need. I believe he knows what's best, so he went through the test. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. If I lived with him, he promised me he would. I believe God's working all things for my good. Oh, I admit sometimes I tend to doubt. My frustration, nothing's working out. Oh, bouncing in my faith in sin, I'm reminded once again that God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. If I live the way I could, he promised me he would. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. If I live where I should, he promised me good. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. when they gathered a handful of souls. And where the soldiers had fallen, he waited alone with a prayer and a little rock that giant fell right on the spot. Well, that's what they'd been praying for, and that's what they've got. No, you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. It was a woman drawing water from a well. She had so many regrets. So often she fell, but Jesus knew where she had been. So he forgave her of her sin, and in her life began to flow. Living water for the soul. No, you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. When you're broken, and you can't find the peace of mind that seems to leave you behind, have you spoken to the God of Abraham, the great I am? He's greater than any problem you got. And you can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God. If on the three Hebrew children, God smiled. And when Sarah was mighty, God gave her a child. Well, I believe it's just his hand. He's here to move like that again. He has a miracle to do. He only needs to hear from you. And you can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God. When you're broken, and you cannot find the peace of mind to seem to leave you behind, have you spoken to the God of Abraham, the great I am? He's greater than any problem to God. You can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God. When you call on one you cannot see, and you give him your heart for all eternity, that's when faith begins. When you turn away from all your sins and you trust in the Lord to cleanse you within, that's when faith begins. In time of life's trials, you hold out your hand, simply believing. When you feel you can't go on another day, yet still somehow you kneel down and pray, that when you face all seems well, there's no hope in time. Until you sing all through the night that we do. Faith brings joy and peace in the midst of the storm. It's been well a long time when you're tossed and torn. When you say goodbye to your nearest friend and through tear-filled eyes you say, I'll see them again. That's when they stand me. When you take your last breath in this world out here and you close your eyes without any fear, that's when faith will carry you where feet have never gone, safely to heaven and to the arms of God. When you open your eyes to that heavenly scene and you realize that even a dream, that's when faith will end. When you gaze on Him face to face and you rest in Him, sweet embrace, that's when faith will be. That's when faith will be.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
When Simon Peter walked the bridge, putting his faith unto the test, he said, Master, wilt thou then be coming to thee? He said, they come, so Peter went, and when the faith he had was spent, Peter's unclothed, but Jesus had ways roll under his feet. Under his feet, under his feet, there's not a problem that you'll face, he cannot see. Whenever he waded out too far, he mutters to thee. Remember when waves are over your head, they're under his feet. All that we've been in trials for, in days of promising more, forgetting wherever we may go, he's been there before. He should look up and praise the Lord. He walks along the man's door. The heavenly breeze and the sun and rain are under his feet. Under his feet. Under his feet. There's not a problem that you'll face. He cannot see. Waited out too far, it waters to thee. Remember when we
praise and how we fall in what a CD. Remember we wave our own your head and they're under his feet.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
You know, tonight sounds like we're preaching about faith in this. And I want to get that target verse real quick here. You know, it said, even so faith, if it hath not worked, is dead being alone. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have faith to serve God. The Bible says you can't even please God without having faith. And it said you got to have faith because you got to believe that God is and is your rewarder of them that diligently seek God.
Yeah.
But, you know, faith by itself, what did you do? Because the Satan believes in God. And it said he trembles at the thought of him. And he believes he's got faith in God. He knows he's real. We know he's real because we can feel him in our souls. And yet, you know, when you go to church, you wonder, do the people in here, do they have faith in God? Because they just sit there. They never have a testimony. They never had a word to uplift somebody else. You know, he said in the First Corinthians, we're supposed to be doing all to edify each other in the church. And yet, so many are quiet today. So many have lost their desire to praise God. Their arms are glued to their chest or down by their sides. They can't jump up and give God glory. And I wonder, do you think that your faith is going to save you alone? Because, you know, he said we're called unto all good works. And I thought about, how are you going to do the works if you won't do anything? If you won't even lift your voice to praise God, witness for him out in this lost and dying world, and yet you pray to him and say, Lord, save my children. Turn my children around, God. Move on them, God. But you won't help nobody else's children. You won't even lift your voice in the church house.
Mom.
To thank God for what he's doing or to thank him because you've got faith that says he will save your children. What are you doing with your faith? Is it just something that you hold on to and tries to keep you warm, thinking you all right? Glory to God. Yeah, I got faith. Glory to God, I have too. But I want to use it for something good for God. I want to
Amen.
The world think I got faith. If the world don't see Jesus in you, glory to God, how are they going to know he's real? If he's not real in the Christians, glory to God, how are they going to thank God's real when we're trying to tell them about him and how good he is? Well, I don't ever hear you talking about it. I don't ever see you or hear you praising him. How good is he if you don't lift your voice and praise him? So that kind of makes your testimony null and void because you're the very one that needs to get back to the beginning, that joy when you first feel God come into your life.
Amen.
And he takes your sin debt away. You feel that relief. You feel that pressure going off of you. You feel that freedom of God because it says in the Bible, whom the Lord has set free indeed. Glory to God.
Amen.
I don't have a sin debt anymore. And I want to tell people about that. I want to see them when they first get saved and that joy washes through their soul. You can see him all over them. And glory to God. Why ain't we like when we go to church or when we go to town or when we go to this or that? How come we ain't got that shining out of us?
Come on.
Because we're not doing what the Bible says. I'm going to start reading here. Chapter 2 in the book of James about verse 14. And I want you to really pay attention to what it says because it ain't just saying it to me. And it's giving me instruction also. I don't care how long you've been preaching, how long is it? The Bible is where we learn how to love God, how to serve God, how to praise God. And it tells you, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him by itself? I got faith. I believe God. Glory to God. And that same, I'm going to tell you the secret. Them same people that come to church hollering, I've got faith, you let them get bad sick or something wrong, and they'll call you on the phone or call the preacher and say, pray for me, I've got this going on, pray for me, that, because they don't even have faith enough in their own prayers. They don't have faith enough in their own prayers to start crying out to God. And when they pray, say, Lord, I'm looking for it. It might not be here today, but I got enough faith in you. That's what faith is. Yeah. Friends, it's put into action. It does something. It don't just sit there. The glory to God. Faith, if you don't exercise it, how's that faith? If you don't show the world that you believe, how are you ashamed of God? Because that's what he's going to say. When you went to church, brother or sister, and you got in there, the preacher said, let's all praise God. And you sat there with your hands crossed, thinking in yourself, move me if you can. And God said, I'm trying to move.
Come on.
Is he going to ask you, were you ashamed of me before men? Because if you wasn't, I'd be ashamed of you before my Father and the holy angels right now. That's what we're preaching about. We got to do something with our faith. We're losing people out of the churches because they can't come in and see the faith working in the Christians themselves. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needed or needful to the body, what does it profit them? Well, it's the same way with faith. What has it profited you?
Amen.
What has it profited the church of God? And I'm talking about the church, not a denomination. The church of God. What have you profited it if you got faith enough to move a mountain, but you won't use it to move one thing off somebody else or yourself even? You walk with your
head
down, looking down all the time, when you ought to be looking up, because that's where faith comes from. It's from God. It's that he's the author of our faith. Well, he's also the finisher of our faith. He's the one that puts forward in God. He'll put you in action to do something with your faith, not just sit on it. Glory to God.
Amen.
He got to sing that song long ago, that you can't ask too much of my God. Well, praise God. When he has something from you, are you saying, well, that's just a little too much, God? That's just a little too much. You want me to go out here in the world? These people I know don't want to hear about you, but I'm supposed to go tell them about you? Yes, heaven, yes, you are. You're supposed to be that mouthpiece of God, that representative of God. He said you've made an ambassador of him to go out in this world and show them that a Christian has joy in him, and he wants to share it with the world. Yes, glory to God. He can ask of you too much if the cross wasn't too much for him. Praise God. Look at it that way, people. Glory to God. So even so, faith, if it hath not worked, is dead. Being alone. Well, a dead faith ain't going to get you into heaven. I'm sorry, but if it's dead, it can't get there. And you know why? Because Jesus said, I'm not the God of the dead, but of the
living.
Is your faith alive and working in you? Are you going into the church of praising God and come out praising God, thanking him and glory to God? I was thinking, praying a while ago, getting ready for this, and I was thinking about, I was going to ask y'all, why do we have a holiday of Thanksgiving? Can anybody tell me that? And they'll say, oh, because of the pilgrims, they made a big feast, invited the Indians and all, and they praised God for the bounty of the crops and all that. Well, God's giving you life every day, and you can't raise your hand and praise him even in the church. Glory to God. What's wrong? What's wrong with that picture? If the pilgrims knew enough to do it, and we've got more knowledge and understanding, all of us can read all that stuff, and glory to God, we read what the Word says about praising God, and yet nothing comes. It's time to get back to that old path. It said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, okay, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. What I do for God, glory to God, I don't just go to church and preach and come home. I go see people. I go, if they need help, I go to help people. I go around and see the sick and glory to God. Was that not what he said? To use our faith? Praise God, I'm going to get over to that here. The last place I go tonight, I'm going to show you a little bit about what faith does. Glory to God. And faith, it moves in things. It tells you what?
Amen.
I believe it's the 16th chapter of the book of Mark. These signs shall follow them that believe. Believing is having faith in God, correct? or in glory to God. Yeah. He said, you can cast out devils. He said you can. You will cast out devils. Glory to God. If you drink anything, it won't hurt you. If you take up serpents, get them out of the way. Praise God. And it said, praise God, you pray for the sick, and they shall recover. You won't even go to see the sick, because your faith is a personal thing. I keep it at home with me. I keep it hid inside me. I don't want people to know how much faith I got. Well, praise God, you can't represent Jesus Christ if you don't. You've got to show the world that you found the best thing that the world ever had, and that was Jesus. And he still lives within you. And he lives in you by faith. Glory to God. And that's how you saved. It's by grace through faith. But then he said there's something about calling you to all good works. What good works you doing with your faith? If you're just holding it, sitting on it, hiding behind the word faith, I'm hiding behind that faith I got. I'm hiding behind it, see? I got it up before me. That's my faith. That's my faith. But glory to God, they never see you take that faith down. Long enough, people see who you are and see it working inside you. Something's wrong with that picture. And it's happening all over the world right now. Look at our young
people.
They're out protesting for terrorists and telling them to wipe Israel out where the terrorists can rule over. Now, that's really smart, because the other people they want to destroy is America, and they're too dumb to know it, because they've been taught in colleges by these atheists and professors believing nothing but themselves, and they're trying to destroy America, starting with the kids. My faith tells me them kids, they're still reachable. Somebody needs to tell them that them same terrorists, they're going to come and they're going to kill you if you women don't keep your face covered and dress like they tell you. Don't drive cars. Don't speak out. Don't go nowhere without a hook. A lot of rules they got that they ain't going to like. But praise God, they're out protesting for them right now. They're destroying stuff, fighting the police, blocking bridges, all this stuff. And it ain't going to get them nothing, because they're on the wrong side of the battle. Our faith needs to stand up and tell them what they're doing and everything about it. Because why? Because I got faith that God is on our side. He's on the side of the Christian. So your faith ought to mark you out there and help you turn them children around. They're just kids mostly. And glory to God says it. And said, thou believest, don't you listen to God, thou believest that there's one God. Thou doest what?
Amen.
The devils also believe and tremble. Because
amen,
the man or woman with the power of God in them, faith in God is inside them, can tell that devil, you got to go back to
amen
hell. You got to get out of this person, get off their life, quit leading them in the wrong direction.
Amen.
I rebuke you and expel you in the name and power of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And glory to God,
amen,
the Bible says that they have to flee. It didn't say they might. It didn't say they wouldn't fight you for a little while, but it says they have to flee. Glory to God, they will. And praise God, I believe that's what we got to get back to. It says this, thou knowest, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's faith at work, folks. When God tells you, I want you to take your son, Isaac, that you waited so long, Sarah's 90 when she had you. Go up on the mountain. I want you to go up there, and I want you to sacrifice Isaac for me. And God, you know that hurt that man. He loved his son. But what did he do? He got a donkey and started that way. Had the wood and stuff on it up there. And Isaac said, I see the wood and stuff for the sacrifice, but where's the lamb or whatever? And God, he put him on that, was raising the knife up, fixing to kill his own son because he had faith in God that he'd raise him back up. And he was fixing to kill him, and God stopped him. And there's a ram over there tied up in the brambles by its horns. And he went over and got the ram. Exactly. God made a way, but God wanted to see his faith in action. Do you think you're better than Abraham? That God's got more faith in you than he had in Abraham? Or do you think that he might want to see a little action by your faith, a little work, glory to God? Showing the world that, yes, there's a God. Yes, he lives in me. Yes, I'm born again. Yes, I'm different than I used to be. And you can't pin all that other stuff on me. Because God forgives me. I'm free.
Amen. Praise God.
Seeing then how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. If you want perfect faith in your life, a faith that
yes.
holds you up in the times of trouble, faith that can carry you through whatever sits in front of you, carry you over that mountain, you ain't got to get it out of the way. Faith will give you the strength to climb that mountain, glory to God. But that's what it said. Faith is made perfect when you put it to the test, because you're going to be tested on your faith. Every day, probably, something's going to come up. And if you don't have real faith, you're going to fall flat on your face. Yeah.
Amen.
Be praying for me. Be praying for me. This is out for me. Be praying for me. Oh, sister, brother, friend, pastor, whoever, pray for me. I need it bad. Why? Because your faith went like that, went to waver. It's flapping around. You thought you had a bunch of it. And all of a sudden, it seemed like that little drop of faith, that little mustard seed, it doesn't draw it back up when it's supposed to be planted and grow up into something inside you.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, when the times get hard, praise God, that's when the tough people, the faithful people, they get to marching for God. They get to doing stuff with it and carrying
Amen.
On the business of God, the one that give it to us, praise God. He said it, the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, trusted him.
Amen.
And it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Friend, that's what I want. I want
Amen.
God to know me as somebody that loves him, somebody that's thankful for where he brought me from. Glory to God.
Amen.
If I told you all the things that's in my past, you'd tell me, sit down, shut up, probably. But you know what? When God cleans you, you're clean. You don't have to worry about the past.
Amen.
You can look to the future, and you can only do that through faith in action. Faith that's real.
Amen.
Faith that you trust to go out and do whatever God tells you to do. If he says, go over here and speak to this person, go over and start talking to them about the weather,
whatever,
wind up telling them about Jesus. Because, friend, that's what it's about. When you go in a restaurant, I did this down there too, folks, order food, and the waitress bring you food out, and I'll say, just say anything else. I said, well, I was going to ask you, do you have a prayer request? I'm fixing to pray over my food. If you need prayer for something, I'll pray for you. You ought to see the look some of you trying to find a place to run, and others say, yeah, I do, and they'll tell you. You've gained a soul that's getting their faith in God. They're believing that you've got enough God then that when your prayer goes out, something's going to happen for them. Friend, you don't do it like that. Thought of by God as a friend of God, somebody trust him enough to open his mouth and speak things that he ain't got power to do, but he knows that God will.
Amen.
You see then how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way when they went in there into that big walled city, you know, and they went in there. Man, that place is big. That place is bad. Them walls are thick of gold. What we're going to do? But guess what they did, folks? When they come back, God said, march around that city. Blow the horn. Go around again. 6 times they did it. The seventh day, go 7 times around it. On that 7th time, all of you, blow the horns, shout, praise,
Amen.
Glorify God. And what? The walls just fell in on that city.
Amen.
And they went in and they won that city. Why? Because they believed God would do it. They trusted God. They put their faith to the test.
Amen.
They done just what God said. Hallelujah. They walked around that city. And they walked around in victory even before the walls fell. Their victory was in trusting their faith and moving on it. You think you any better than they was? No. We're not stronger than they was. We ain't got more faith than they had because they moved on their faith. And today we got people who come to church and they have never yet testified in church. Never yet.
Amen.
Praise God and honor God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. They ain't even done that. They just there. Well, why are you there? I thought you said you had faith. Show me. You know, somebody tells you they love you. They love you. They love you. They love you at church. And then you get to needing them, and you holler for them, and all of a sudden that love seems like it went out the window. Because, well, I'm busy today. I can't get over it, brother. If I could, I would. But, that's not love. That's put on.
No.
That's what that goes.
It's Amen.
As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You see, the body,
Amen.
Our body's supposed to be dead. Because it says, he who has Jesus has life. He who doesn't have him, no life in him. Because when he comes in, he brings life into his real life. Freedom
Amen.
From sin. Freedom from the cares of this world. We're going to have trouble like everybody else. But we know our trouble is going to be taken care of. Our faith says
Amen.
God will do it. When the doctors told me,
yeah.
this eye doesn't see. I couldn't believe that. Because God said, you're in my hands. He spoke to me in prayer. And you know what? I believed him. I didn't believe the doctors. And now
Amen.
I'm seeing to read this Bible tonight. Because
praise
God,
Lord.
God's bigger than my trouble. And he is bigger than yours.
Yeah.
But if you don't move and stand up, and show the world that it's bigger than your problem. Your problem to overcome you because your faith wasn't enough to win you. That's exactly what's going to happen to you. Glory to God. I thought about a lot of things to preach on tonight. And I thought about how when faith is said as a substance of things we hope for, but it's the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we
mm-hmm.
trust in God to do exactly what we pray for, aren't we?
Amen.
Why would you pray? I thought about this. I was going to bring this out tonight. If we get down, and let's say somebody we love got cancer, or somebody has got a bad disease, or somebody's fixing to have to get a foot cut off, or whatever, from sugar diabetes, we get down praying and seeking God on their behalf, and glory to God, guess what? He moves. He'll take it. He can move. And where the doctors say it won't happen, with Jesus it can happen. He can move on it in a way, glory to God, that when we stand up, we're justified then for believing in him because he moved on our faith. He went right and done just exactly what we asked.
Amen.
Glory to God. I thought about this. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I thought about that. He said, you know, Noah, he was warned of God. He said, you need to build an ark. There's coming a great flood. It's going to rain. Can you imagine what that sounded like to Noah? It had never rained on the face of the earth. All the people were warning, telling about it. Well, they couldn't believe that. God ain't told you nothing. You're a crazy old man. That's exactly what you are. And we ain't finding he preached to them. 100 years, a little over, he was building the ark, and he just kept building, building, building. And he said, got to get all them animals in. And God sent the animals there. And they all went on and got in. He put food and provision for all the animals, for him and his family. And you know what? They was the only ones that got saved, too. That flood did come. It did rain, just like God said. He may have been a fool to the world, but he was justified in God. His faith was real, and he moved on his way to the saving of his household, and glory to God, the replenishing of the earth with the animals, because he trusted God. He had faith, and he moved on that faith, and something happened. He was rewarded for it, and glory to God, all of us were rewarded because Noah believed in God and moved on. Friend, you don't know what part of the world you can change with your faith. But if you never move on it, you're not even going to change your world. Your world is going to be the same. From now on, if you don't do something with the faith you have in God, I'm afraid you may fail when you try to get through that gate. And he looks down and says, I never knew you. Why, Lord, I come to you. Ask, forgive me. I forgave you. But you never done nothing with the faith you spoke about him. You just sat down and claimed, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. Everybody else, but with me, you never began to praise me. You never opened your mouth and glorified my name. You never told the world what I did for you. You never said, he took all my sins away and washed me clean in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. God, he'll do the same for you. He loves you as much as me. Hallelujah. And glory to God. All you got to do is believe and use that faith to glorify God. He'll magnify you in this world. Glory to Jesus. He said this. He said, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Egyptians are saying to do or drown. By faith, that's what I was telling you, the walls of Jericho fell down after they encompassed about 7 days. Didn't have to do nothing. Didn't have to attack it. didn't have to, them shooting arrows down at them get close to it. All they had to do is just march around it. Their faith, by doing that, God did the rest. He knocked the walls down, and they went into confidence. So that shows you something. See, if we do what God says and have faith in him and move on that faith, if he says, go do this or go do that, moves in your heart to go speak to somebody, there'll be something come of it, friend.
Amen.
He said, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon. You know that great army came. Gideon got the men of Israel all together. They were going out to meet it. And God said, you got too many men. Because if you go out with that many, you're going to say you did it. He said, go down, do this, do that, all this stuff all the way. And finally he said, go down to the river. Have them all get a drink. And the ones that lap water like a dog, put your face down to the water and get the drink. He said, take them with you, 300 men against that mighty, mighty army. But when it got out there, the army fled them because they moved in faith. They didn't have enough men to even start to whip that army. But the army ran off. Glory to God, some of them killed each other. They was running, trying to get away from them. And there wasn't but 300 of them. So that's what God can do. It goes on, said, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, Daniel in the lion's den, quenched the violence of fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Think about that, friend. Do you remember when they took Peter and they're going to crucify him like they did Jesus? They said, please, don't do it like that. I'm not worthy to die like my Lord. Hang me upside down. That's faith. That's showing the world that he means so much to me. I don't even want to pretend to be like him. I don't want to be as powerful as him. Don't hang me like you did him. Hang me upside down. I may die quicker, but hang me upside down because he means more to me than life. That's what he was telling me. Now, when they wasn't, let them turn them loose because they's going to get a better resurrection by standing on their faith. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, and moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskin, goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Is it tormented? Of whom the world was not worthy. Friend, I want Jesus to think that the world ain't worthy of us. That the world is not worthy of the Christians that are here right now, because unbelief runs rampant in our nation. Unbelief in the churches, because it's all been watered down and told, you don't have to do nothing. Come to this altar, get down, and ask Jesus, and you repeat after me, and I'll say the prayer for you. Well, there ain't nothing in that. If you're not confessing, if you're not praying, if you're not asking God, how can I ask him to forgive you if you don't repent and come to Jesus on your knees? Glory to God. I can't do that. They can't either. But they try it every day. And they fool people into thinking they've got what they need. All you had to do was pray. From now on, you're set. From now on, you don't have to do nothing. Just put your money in for tithes and offers. That's what's going on. That's why we're weak as Christians today, because the world is trying to tear us down, because the world does not want Jesus. They don't want to have to, glory to God, yield in to the mighty hand of God, to let him be the author, not just of our faith, but the finisher of our faith. To trust him all the way, even unto death, knowing that one day we're going to be in heaven with the Lord God Almighty. And we're going to be there forever. While the ones that wouldn't move on their faith, that wouldn't do anything for God, wouldn't do anything to help their neighbors, are going to be in that lake of fire. Burning forever. Never burn up, but always burning. Friend, that's torment. That's torture. That's something horrible. But that's what you get when you deny God. And people say, he's that mean? No, he's not that mean. He went to the cross to buy our salvation. He said, follow what I tell you by the directions in the Holy Bible. And you can call it, be with me forever. And they won't do it, friend. Glory to God. Here's what it said they done. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens, caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. What was the promise? The promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He wasn't even born at that time. We've got a promise from God that if we'll serve and follow after Jesus and faith, glory to God, and use that faith to help others, then glory to God. We've got eternity laid up for us. They got it because they lived on their faith in God. We live today under the blood of Jesus Christ. We live in righteousness and holiness. And holiness is how you live. It's what you do with your body, with your mind, with your soul, with your strength, glory to God. If we're not using it for God and his glory, you're using it for the world and the glory of it. Because the angels too, and one of them is not our master. One of them is a deceiver and a liar and desires you to be in that lake of fire with him. The other one made an escape route for all of us and wants us to come to the kingdom of God, to live throughout eternity, to be with God, to be the children of God, to get joy, all the pleasures and good things that God has created for us. Because praise God, guess what? He's looking for us to come home one day. He's looking for us to come home. But while we're here, walking this walk of life, glory to God, we're supposed to be like Jesus would. They can't see him, but they ought to see him in us. They ought to see us with another
man.
And if they ask a question about God, we just start telling them. We start laying it to them and tell them, you know what? He loved me enough and he forgave all my sin, washed me clean. Glory to God. When I was baptized, I come up a new creature. Never was there before. A new man. Can't lay charge to me for nothing I did before. But what I do now, I want to do it for the Lord. I want to do it with all my mind, all my strength, all my energy. Go into what I do for God because he is worthy. Friend, we've let him down throughout the years. And now it seems like everybody's going their own way here and there. That's the reason we have, I don't know how many different denominations in the world. Everybody believes a little different. But we don't move on the faith in the one true God, we ain't going to make it home. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
I want to read over here. In my last place I want to go to comes out of Ephesians chapter 2. And it's the one that tells you how we're saved, what we're called to do, everything about it. You know, it kind of marks it out real clear to us. Because I thought about this all night, prayed about it. I don't want to just have faith. Faith alone is not going to get me into heaven. But if that faith tells me to do something for God or to say something for God and me doing it, glory to God. People may not like me for it. They may hate me for it. Glory to God. But I'm going to do it because it's for God. My faith tells me if I do it, something good is going to come of it. It might not come to me, but it may be to the people I talk to. But praise God, that's good enough for me. If I'm doing something for God, he's going to reward me. Here's what it says. I'm going to start verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. And it says, by grace, you're saved. By grace.
Amen.
We didn't deserve it. We didn't do nothing to obtain that grace. He gives it to us because he loves us. That's the reason. That's the reason we can seek salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the reason that blood was shed, is to wash our sins away and take the grievances that God had with our way of life away from us, that we might live according to his word. Praise God. He said,
God.
And he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
You know what that heavenly place is? That's in the mercy and the grace of God. That's living in our faith, and that's living out our faith, and that's showing the world, shining before it. Because I'm going to tell you something. I remember one time long ago, a little old woman come to me. She's prophesying to me. And she went to prophesy, and the Spirit got on her. She laid her hand on me and said, shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine before me. Shine before me. Shine before everyone. You said, and she was talking about, let my faith be seen. Let people see what I believe in. Leave it before them. You can't go by the Word of God and say, well, I do, but do you live the Word of God? Are you living this in your life? Does your life mirror what the Word of God says? Because if it don't, see, you're lacking. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And glory to God.
Amen.
He said, if you keep my commandments, of me and my Father, we'll love you, and we'll come make our abode with you. We'll live inside you. We'll walk with you. When you move in faith, we'll move with you. We'll be there to back you up, what he's saying. And glory to God. You can't beat that, friend. And said, in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And it says, for by grace, listen, for by grace are you saved through faith.
Amen.
But see, if you just got faith and you don't seek God, you might believe in him with all your heart. But if you don't seek God for forgiveness and go get baptized and be made right and walk clean before him, you can't never enter into that grace. It comes through faith in God. You got to believe in him. You got to trust him for salvation and grace and mercy before you can ever receive it. So it's through faith that we receive the grace of God. And he said, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Gives it to you free. And he said, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, wait a minute. Then that means we ain't supposed to work then, right? That's what you're trying to, everybody tells me. It says not of works, lest any man boast. Yeah, it sure does. It says that. He says you can't boast about what you do for God. You do it through faith that you're doing something for God because he's done so much for you. But it goes on, my friends. I like that. For we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Under what now? Let's see what this says again. Let me read it. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Amen.
That works in faith. You're created unto good works. It's wrote right there. You all need to read this. The 10th verse, 2nd chapter of Ephesians, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are fueled to please God. You want to really get the riches and blessings of God, then walk where he tells you to walk. Hallelujah, God. Walk in good works. Go out here and help people. Go out here and encourage people. Go out here and lift up the ones. Go see the ones that's fell out of church and ain't been there in months. Go and ask them, is something wrong? Do you need prayer? I noticed you ain't been at church. I was worried about you. Been praying for you. And you might win them back because something had blinded their eyes and blinded their heart, and they fell back into that backslidden condition. But the good works of a Christian is to go see about them. Find out, did somebody hurt your feelings? Was it me? If it was, I apologize. God called us to do. He said he ordained to us to do it. Glory to God. I thought about we should walk in works through faith.
Amen.
Just like we receive grace through faith. Don't that make sense to you people? That if we go and we walk in the works of faith, glory to God, that assures us the grace that comes by faith. Hallelujah. Because without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you can't come to God. Without faith, you can't receive grace. It comes by faith. But when you have faith, he automatically, you've got a calling for good works. That glory to God. It tells you that when you go to church, you do something in the church. Get up and tell somebody what God's done for you. Brag on God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What do you do that for? Do you do it for your glory? No. You do it to glorify God. You do it to praise the Lord. And the Bible clearly says, let everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Well, today, you can go to church, and if the preacher don't get up and talk, it'll just be quiet. They don't feel like praising God today. I don't feel good today. Well, you won't feel good tomorrow if you don't do what God said today, because the blessings of God, glory to God, they come, I believe, when the praise goes up and the blessings come down. I've said that all my life. I believe it. I've seen it. I've tried it. Glory to God. You go out here, I can go out and visit these people that are sick and homebound. Glory to God. And go in and pray for them. Make sure their heart's out with God. Hallelujah. And you go talk to them and pray with them. And God, I get the blessing, believe it or not. I walk out of the house and feel so good. I feel clean. I feel like, glory to God, I've actually helped somebody. And ain't no better feeling in the whole world. It's like Christmas when you buy the little kids exactly what they wanted for Christmas and give it to them and get to see their faces when they open it up. It's worth all the money you spent, all the trouble you had finding it, all that. It's worth it when you see that little face. But when you see the face of God, it's going to be worth everything you ever did. It's going to be worth going out here to people you might not even have cared for them in your life and have to go tell them that we'd love to have you at church. I'd love to see you come in up there. If y'all got there's nothing to do Sunday, why don't y'all drop by church? We'd love to get down and talk to you, introduce you to my Lord and Savior. There's so many things we can do for God that we're not doing right now. People at church told me the other day, said, we like you. I said, why? You tell us the truth. And I thought, well, why would the other preachers have been lying to you? And they said, you just tell us like it is. You don't care if it makes us mad. You tell us the truth, though. If we ask you something about us and you say what you see, you just tell it to us. I told one, I said, glory to God. I said, when you got baptized, you got a good bath, got wet. But that was about it. And she looked at me a while and thanked me for telling her the truth. Exactly what happened. She said, you know what? I thank you. You told me the truth. She got back. Friends, she's still in church, still there, still praising God. And that's what it's about. We don't tell the truth to people. We don't care enough to follow what God said. We don't care enough about having faith in God that we want to please Him. Glory to God. Then your faith ain't worth nothing. Because it's just sitting there. It's like taking a rock right in the house. That's my pet rock. It won't talk to you. It won't move. It just sits there, and that's what our faith is doing. Just like a pet rock. It's just there. Glory to God. Well, I don't want it just there. I want it out here in the world. I want it to who I see. I want to tell them about Jesus. Ask them to Walmart help me. I go up there. I check out. I'm going to tell them something about the Lord. And this ain't this a glorious day for the Lord to come again. Something like that. Just to talk about Jesus. Well, that's what He wants. Somebody's bold enough to speak the truth. Tell somebody to ask you. Don't beat around the bush and say, well, I think you might need to dig and get a little closer. Tell them you didn't get nothing, or you'd have a desire to please God, to be in church, to come faithful, to be here. Glory. Told them the other day, some of them are. And I said, something about we studied in Sunday school. They'd come in at 11 o'clock, and I was preaching on some of the stuff that was in Sunday school. I turned and looked at them. I said, if y'all have been here at Sunday school, you know what I'm talking about. Just kept preaching. They've been at Sunday school every Sunday since. Sometimes you got to be truthful. Sometimes you got to be blunt. Other times you got to lay on, hug them, tell them that you love them and that you miss them. And but God will lead you what to do. He'll give you what to say. He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you who to talk to. Glory to God. He'll point out people in need of a refreshing in God. And you just tell them what God said. Be not a prophet, but say, the Lord told me that you need this, or you've got this trouble, and I want to pray for you. And glory to God, you don't have no idea what they're doing, people, because I had them to tell me. If you don't quit what you're doing, God's going to kill you and take you out of this world. What long I quit, too. I didn't want the stuff I wanted no more. I wanted God. I wanted Jesus. I want to be more like Him. I want Him to live inside me. But I want people to see Him. I don't want it to be in my mind, in my heart. I want it to be where people can see Jesus in me. And the only way I can do that is to praise Him, to follow this word, to live it before the world, to go out and be a living testimony to him and what his grace can do. Because glory to God, without that, you can't please God. It's the same way if you got faith, but it's not being used. How do you think that's going to please God? How do you think that, I just read it, glory to God, we are called unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We should walk in good works, in fellowship out here, one with another. Glory to God. If somebody needs me, I go. I praise God. If they call me, here a while back they called me, something was in their house. I ain't going to say what is this, something they caught on camera. Wasn't human. Come up and pray it out of our house. I went up there. All you can do. I went up there, passed a couple of days. I went up there, went down, told them to stay up there, went down, prayed for it, and told it. And it turned out to be not a devil. Just something else in there. I told it, go to Jesus. Go to that light. That's where the peace was. And you know, in just a minute, I felt the peace. I smelled like somebody was smoking a cigar in there. They come down. I told them, come on down. They come down feeling, said, it's gone. I don't feel it now. I ain't scared no more. People, if we can't do that, you ain't got enough faith to do something like that. The Bible clearly said, these signs will follow them that believe. They cast out devils. Friend, we're so afraid of facing everything that the devil can throw in our face. Glory to God. We're afraid. We're scared. Oh, what if he overpowers me? What if it's like them seven sons of one seed, a Jew that went to cast that devil out? He jumped on them and whooped every one of them, stripped them naked, and run them out of the house. What if you tried that, brother? Then you didn't go in faith. You went thinking you could do something without asking God for the strength and courage to do it. Glory to God. We walk by faith everywhere we go. You ain't got to look down and see one of your feet treading. God's in control. He'll carry you that right path. He'll give you strength to do it. He'll put the devil out. You stand up and be one that'll stand for God, and that devil will get out of there. He can't stay. And people, quit being afraid. Quit being afraid. Watch your next. Oh, glory God. Lord just hit me with one of them that I was going to talk about a little. A lot of churches film their service. And you'll have people in the church that won't come up front to get prayer or anything because people can see them on the thing. If you're ashamed of God that much, glory to God. Ain't nothing going to help you till you repent. You've got to get down and get that ashamed of God stuff out of your life. If you've got friends and relatives that's going to put you down for being in the church and trusting God and having faith, glory to God. Do without them. Don't do without God. Do without them because they're trying to kill you and tear you down and send you in that lake of fire. But praise God. Stand your ground and stand it with God. Go up front. Right in front of the camera and get prayed for if you need prayer. Glory to God. That's what they're there for. We're not there to go back. Cut that camera off and I'll come up. Cut that camera off and I'll come up and get prayer. If you need prayer, you better get on that prayer because God might not give you another chance. If you're ashamed of me, he said, before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and the holy angels.
Amen.
And it ain't time to be ashamed. It's time to step up and step out in the faith that God give us, glory to God, the faith that brought us to God, the faith that saved our soul, the faith that washed us clean, the faith that will carry us through to the end time. If we don't waver, if we don't falter, if we don't fail, but praise God.
Amen.
That stood on the faith and quit talking about having it. They show the world that you truly got faith in God. Show the world that God lives. He's alive. He lives inside you. And you got faith, no matter the odds, that God will carry you through. And if it's time for you to leave, friend, I ain't afraid of dying. I don't know about y'all. I ain't in a hurry. But I'm not afraid of it. I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going? Have you got that kind of faith in God? That if they tell you today, you got 2 weeks to live. Praise God. I'm going on. People can do it. And there's people that just fall apart. I don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave my kids and stuff. But praise God, I got a family in heaven too. I got my wife is up there now. My daddy's up there now. My uncle's up there now. My grandmother and granddaddy's up there. Glory to God. I long to see them. Hallelujah, God. I long to see them again. I want to be up there and worship God with them around the throne of God. Hallelujah. Looking on Jesus' face. Hallelujah. He said, forever I'll be with the Lord. Glory to God. That's just how long I want to be there, too. Forever. But I'm going to ask you something tonight. Have you got that faith that God wanted us to have? Or do you have that, I'm going to tell the world that I got faith?
No.
Because if you got to tell the world, it's not faith. Faith is seen. Faith's in action. Faith does.
Amen.
Faith will move on you. Faith will get out here if somebody's sick, and you get out there and say, I want to pray for you, brothers, and go to praying for it. And a few weeks or months, where you hear that they got better, they got well. Why? Because your faith touched God. It said in the Bible, the woman with the issue of blood, that everybody knows that story, that she come up to it and pressed through the crowd, so run down, so poor, so weak, but she got a hold of the hem of his garment. And when she did, he stopped, turned around. Who touched me? Everybody was thronging him, reaching out and touching him and all that. But when she touched him, it made a difference, didn't it? He knew what it happened. He said, I perceive somebody has touched me, for I perceive virtue went out of me into them. And she finally come up and said, it's me, Lord. Be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. People, if we can't move on our faith, how do you expect me to be made whole? If you don't move on that faith, how do you expect to get a blessing when you need it so bad? When the rent's due or whatever, and you haven't got the money, and all of a sudden you get to praying to God, trusting and thanking him for it, even if you ain't got the money yet, and somehow it comes.
Yes,
Sister Betty, she wants to tell you times I got down low of food and stuff, and all of a sudden be a food box. It's happened to me. Lord didn't tell nobody that we was worried about getting money to buy food, and the next day, you open the door and there's a big box of food. And nobody knew about it but God. He's the only one I prayed to. He's the only one I told about it. But the food was set there to prove that God is faithful. And it says this,
yes,
in Philippians 4:19, God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We got faith,
amen,
in Jesus Christ that whatsoever, he says, you ask of me, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's what he said. Friend, why do we worry so much when we ought to trust God and have that faith in use?
Mom.
Instead of worrying about what's going to happen, this and that, glory to God, guess what? I trust God. Sister Betty, I've been praying for you all in about that stuff coming off of you once and for all, and you getting over it, and in the name of Jesus, I believe it. I believe he's going to touch you. I believe you're throwing better now. Glory to God, because Jesus hears the prayers. He said, my ears are attentive to the cry of the righteous. Glory to God. They got sense enough to know where their help is. And praise God. I don't believe Jesus turns away a prayer. I believe he answers them all. Sometimes the answer is no. And you say, wait a minute. What? Sometimes it's no. Sometimes you're wanting it to eat to your flesh. What I want is to the Spirit. I want to see someone healed, set free, and brought into the church, and set up in the grace of God, that they can be in the family of God. They can walk wherever they want to walk, and don't fear, glory to God, because God walks with them. Hallelujah. Brother Yearwood, I love him so much. He was my best friend in this world when he was alive. And he told me one night, he said, I love the Lord enough, I want to be enough like him, that when he moves his right foot, I want to put my right foot down there. But when he moves his left foot, I want to put my left foot where that was. And I want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, that I know I'll never go astray. Friend, that's how we ought to be. We ought to have enough faith to just, Lord, just let me be like Jesus. I don't want to be like me no more. I want to be like Jesus. I want to think like Jesus. I want to love like Jesus. I want to cast my enemies out of my mind and make them my friends and loved ones. I want to love them like I love my neighbor. And that's what a fella from Alabama to do. If you done something to me, there's a grudge there. Years and years and years I could carry a grudge. And now I carry the cross and pick it up every morning and walk with that cross. And I ain't got room to tote grudges. Because that cross, just like he said, he didn't promise it wouldn't get heavy. He didn't promise that people wouldn't make fun of it. He didn't promise that you wouldn't be persecuted on account of it. But he promised it'll always be worth it, and I'll always be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. You ain't got that kind of faith, friend. Then praise God, pray tonight. Ask God, before you go to bed, I want an increase in my faith that I can walk both high and holy before the Lord. Because, friend, you can't see. Tells you, the book of Matthew, about the 5th chapter, I believe it is there, maybe 6th, but he says, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and you'll be opened to. You want more of Jesus. You want more faith. You want more of him, his insight into things. You want to see him as he sees it. Then you pray. You ask. You seek. You knock.
Yes.
You'll receive. Because God loves you that much. He'll give you more of him to walk upright before men. I don't have the strength, God. Then you count on God to be your strength. I don't have the words to say when I testify. You open your mouth, he said, and the Holy Ghost forbid it. If you've been filled with the Spirit of God, you got all you need to talk. Open your mouth and let fly. Tell them how you love the Lord, how he's been good to you, how he's carried you through the past week, how you trust him for the next week. If you live that long, if you don't, I trust him for heaven. It's time to get back to testifying. It's time to get back to witnessing. And it's time to do something with the faith in Jesus Christ that brought you to him in the first place. Don't sit down on it, friend. Use it. Use it for good. Use it for the glory of God. And use it for your salvation.
Yeah.
Sister Betty,
right.
I'm going to quit right there and turn it back to you. But I just asked all of you out there, you know, I seen one. Looked like they was throwing angry faces up at you there for a while. And friends, if you're mad at me because I preach the Word of God, you stay mad. But if you listen
to me,
God will bless you. I saw the
Amen.
Angry face. That don't mean nothing to me. You may be angry at
Amen.
Me, but really you're angry at God because you don't know him like you should. If you did, you'd love me. And I love you.
Come on.
And it don't matter who you are, if you want to talk to me sometime, get on here and message me. I'll come right back and talk to you. You say you got all against me, I'll ask you to forgive me. That's what faith in God does. You've got to be more like Jesus, not angry about everything. I don't like the way you say, I don't like the way you talk. Well, I can't help that because it's the Word of God and I'm not going to speak anything else. It's his Word. I just believe in it through faith. Y'all, can you get to come back again? Y'all be blessed and just seek God. Use your faith. Glorify God and strengthen yourself with it.
Yes.
Sister Betty, we'll turn it back to you.
Okay, that was a good word there. We're talking on faith tonight, and, you know, I just got to thinking a while ago, faith is being fully persuaded that what we pray for is going to come to pass. And just like Brother Miles said a while ago, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And, you know, a lot of times we have not because we ask not. In Matthew 7:7, he also was talking about that a while ago, says, ask and ye shall, and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I thought about this right here. If we put God first in everything that we do, then everything else will fall into place and God will meet our every need that we have. And Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, James 1, verse 5 and 6 says, if any man of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And you know, we can't waver in our faith. We're either going to believe or we're not going to believe. We're either going to serve God or we're not going to serve God. We can't serve two masters. We either got to believe or doubt, you know. And I choose to believe because I know what my God has done for me. I want to give a praise report of I had been praying for a CD player to play my music for when I'm in there spending time with the Lord and when I'm in prayer for everybody. And one came in the mail last week. CD player came in the mail. That's exactly what I'd been praying for. So, you know, the Bible says if we delight ourselves in the Lord, that he'll give us the desires of our heart. And I needed that to play my gospel music on. Just seems like if you got gospel music going on, it's better, you know, atmosphere to pray in and stuff. So I just thank God for coming through for me last week and supplying that CD player. I've been wearing it out this week.
CDs, so it's been a long time.
I just praise God for it. And there's been so many times and so many different situations that we've been in, and me and my husband, Lloyd, would always join hands and we'd say, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We would always stand on that promise right there that God was always going to supply our needs. And we never done without. We always had our need met, even when we went out into different places in services and preaching and stuff. Sometimes it would be, you know, our money would be pretty low, but we've been to Arizona, as far as to Arizona, and just all over the country here, and God has supplied every need that we ever had. And sometimes it looked pretty blank, but right at the last minute, God would always come through and supply our needs. So if you're praying about something and you've been praying about something for a long time, just believe in faith. And I know that God will answer your need. If you're in him and he lives in you, all you have to do is ask in his name and he'll do it.
Amen.
So I just thank God for all that he's doing, for what he's going to continue to do. We just got to reach out in faith. And, you know, I have this plaque on my wall that says, faith is not believing that God can. It's knowing that he will. Now, that is faith right there.
Amen.
Let me go to Matthew 17:20. Bear with me just a minute while I get over there. Matthew 17:20. It says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Amen.
So, you know, if we stand in faith, we know that God's promises are true, and he will perform what he said that he would do if we just, in faith, believe, you know. Romans 12:3. Bible's wore out and it takes time to get these pages to move. I'm I'm going to Romans 12, verse 3. Praise God. Okay, Romans 12, 3 says, for I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. God has given a measure of faith to everybody. But we got to exercise that faith through reading his word. He said that if we'd believe that we'd receive, and he even said in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. We got to have that faith or we'll never get our needs met.
That's true.
And 2 Corinthians 5:2 said, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Yes.
We just got to trust and believe God that what we pray for, God is going to come through and answer. And I just thank God for everything that he's doing. We're going to have Tim to come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll, Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests to come in?
Yeah, just continue to remember Mother. She's up. Been having a bad spell with her neck and stuff. She get where she can't turn her head. I had it yesterday, and God took it away from me.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's just, I don't know what's the way we're sleeping, the weather, whatever it is. Been bothering us. Remember our church up at Nick's Chapel, Church of God. Got some that's got jobs now, and they're trying to figure out how to get to church on Sunday because they want them to work on Sunday. And I'm trying to convince them a job ain't worth quitting church. And that's
Amen.
Just pray for me that I lead them in the right way. I looked on my
Amen.
Facebook a while ago, and I reckon I got to change the password again. They had a bunch of dirty junk on it and stuff like that, and I have to get rid of it every so often. They cloned my Facebook, somebody did a while back, and every now and then I get this dirty stuff on it, and I had to clean it out and change my password, keep them right
yes.
for a while. So if y'all see anything on it, that ain't me. I don't want it on there.
Mm-hmm.
I took it off. I told Sister Betty, what, a couple of years ago, guess now, I'd have people on there as friends, and I don't even know who it was.
Amen.
And I don't know what to do about the devil storming it. I think about doing away with it and just have a simple something on there that I can just do videos on, and that's it. Not have a presence on it, just somewhere somebody else is that I can do videos on. Because there ain't nothing much on it that's worth anything except praying for people, and that's about it.
Amen.
Remember that trouble I'm having. Is I know I don't want nobody to see junk on mine, because if they even say an ugly word, I take it off of it. Because a lot of people don't know and put it on their own news feed. But remember that. Remember little Landon, that friend of his. Landon's got that cancer.
Yeah.
Struggling so hard with it. He just turned 5, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's had it since birth. He's fought it this
yes.
hard, this long. Pray for him that God will sustain him, take that from him. And Brother Darrell Ray at our church, he's got prostate cancer, and they found a spot on one of his bones, and they think they can get it, but asked everybody to be praying for him, lift him up. He's got a handicapped daughter that his wife passed years ago, and he's the only one takes care of her. He's scared to death, afraid he won't be there to take care of her. But I believe our God's listening, knows his heart. He ain't asking this for himself. He's asking for his daughter that he'll be there to take care of her. So y'all pray and lift him up. Just pray for our church. God just send more people in.
Yeah.
I've baptized 8 since I've been there, and I just like to see
yeah.
a lot more come in.
Amen.
They say they got a lot of friends they're going to start bringing them. I said, well, bring them. Because we're running out
Amen.
Of time. Remember my lost children, loved ones, yours. Remember Brother Don Harris for his strength.
Yes.
Brother Ron Bard. Pray for all of them. Just remember all these kids that's out doing this marching. God will give them sense enough to understand what they're doing. what they're standing for. Turn them around before it's too late for.
Amen. Okay. We want everybody to remember to pray for Barbara Wooten. That's my cousin. Last week they amputated her leg. And they said that my other cousin told me that she hadn't been eating anything since, and she's all she's wanting to do is sleep. So she really needs prayer. And then I've got a great nephew that is supposed to be having his leg amputated soon, and he also needs salvation. So remember that. Leela and Tico, she lost her leg here just a couple months back, and she's still trying to recover over that. Pray for her and Brother Don and Tico. And Brother Don used to come on here and sing for us. So just remember them. Remember Dora and Jay as Dora takes the chemo. And I want to say that little Landon's out of the hospital, and he's still needing prayer real bad. And remember his grandma and grandpa that's raised since he was, since birth, I guess.
They have health problems, too.
And that both of them have health problems, and they're trying to take care of him. So remember Tammy and Jody Killian tonight. And Kay Glover just wrote in a few minutes ago and said that she really needs God to move on her healing.
Breathing.
She's having a breathing problem. And Gwen said that she needs healing in her body for the diabetes and for all the toll that it's taken on her body. And she's got a bunch of children that, excuse me, that need to be saved. And let's remember Deb and Ivan. Ivan's back in church now, but Deb has still been sick. So let's pray for her healing. She needs healing in her lungs, and she has COPD. So let's remember her. Let's remember their children, grandchildren that need to be saved. And let's remember Holly and her husband. Her husband's going through cancer treatments, I guess, and he is doing a lot better than what he was. So just remember to keep him in your prayers, that God will continue to touch him.
Amen.
Let's pray for Nellie and Serenity and Lisa. Let's pray for Angie and her family, and just all the ones that have been sick in their bodies, whatever their sickness is. We know that God's able to take the sickness out. And if you're out there believing for something, just keep believing and praying, and God will bring it to pass. If you want to see one of your kids saved, just keep praying for them. Don't give up on them. Just keep believing and praying, and the Lord will bring it to pass.
Amen.
For, I know several of them that have COVID right now, so let's remember them. And it's been sending people to the hospital, so let's pray for the ones that are in the hospital, the nursing homes, the ones that are shut-ins. Let's pray for the ones in jail. And let's pray for Carolyn Cooper, that God will continue to give her strength. And Ann Hagen, she needs prayer for her and her family. She said to pray for her son-in-law. He needs prayer. He's left the family, and she has a daughter that is on her deathbed, and they really need God to move for them. And Brenda Carden said to pray for her and her family. And Charlene Hall needs prayer. She's sick with pneumonia. Stephanie Young says to pray for her friend, and she has, I guess, cancer in both kidneys. And let's remember Mary Jennings. She said to remember her and her family. Rita Curry said to remember her and her family, that God will heal the division in their family. You know, the devil's out as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. But in the name of Jesus, we speak peace into this family in Jesus' name. And Carla Box, her husband is needing prayer. He's having a lot of health problems. So.
And remember Pauline Hamblin, too.
Yeah, Pauline Hamblin, she's been going through a big health problem.
In her church.
With, remember the church up there that she has. And remember, they have a ministry where they feed people and clothe people and all that. So remember them. Remember all the churches that are lifting up the name of Jesus and trying to see souls saved and trying to do the right thing. Let's pray for all the pastors out there.
Amen.
They have a lot of load up on them. And let's just all go to the Lord in prayer. And the ones out on Facebook, let's remember them that God will just supply all their needs in Jesus' name. Okay, Brother Miles, you go ahead and lead us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Ask you, God, for each one of these requests tonight. There are so many out there, Father, that are hurting so bad. So many that's disillusioned in their faith, Lord. They think faith alone will save them, God. And I ask you to change their hearts and let them start working that faith for the good of God and good of all mankind. Let them be an example of God here to go with whatever they say. Dear God, to let the Your Father, I ask you, God, that we walk upright before you, God, that when we ask faith, God, we can count on them being done. For our faith and trust in you, dear Lord. And I ask you, God, tonight, to move on through the family, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, take it from her. Brother Don Harris, Lord, needs strength and even out for us. Ask you, Lord, tonight.
What
move right now in the name of Jesus,
you know,
God. I believe that you hear our prayers. I believe that you're the one that moves on this prayer through our faith, God. And I ask you, Lord, to move on all of our lowly loved ones, my son and daughter, Lord. They'd be touched. If their hearts and minds would be changed, and they'd come to understand the need of Jesus in their lives. God, I ask you for this dying, lost world that's out here, God. What people call bad, evil, good, and good, evil. Lord, I ask you to let their heart open up and understand that their eyes see what they're not able to see, that their heart understands what they don't understand, that God is Him that allows us to live. It's Him that's put the things on His inner for us to enjoy. And you're going one day all of us will be in. Where will we be? God, I ask you to move on tonight to save our souls from the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, God, have more than I have, God. Ask you to help me get stronger in you. Where when I pray for someone like Little Brandon, that's praying, God, we can see them healed. We can see them set free, dear God, from that cancer and the hope it has on his body. As you move on, Carol Ray, Lord, that's got that cancer in him, Lord. He's so scared of leaving his daughter alone. Father, I just need you to move on to heal him, Father. To touch their body and take that cancer and cast it into the death of the
Move mountains in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and
let
the glory in the Lord. What you've already done, you're going to continue to do in the name
of the land and God. Give them strength to go through this city as they stay and keep you, Father God, to lift them up in prayer, God, to the strength, Lord,
and
know them, being able to understand all things. I ask you, Father God, let the churches and the pastors be blessed throughout this land and everywhere. Let them stand up and be ready to tell everyone why they have faith and how they trust that faith to carry us through, God. Move on to one in the hospital, the nursing home, the prison. God, the law is attention to move our hearts, draw our hearts before
the name of Jesus.
If they're sick and afflicted, I ask you to be their healer, Father. For you said, I am, and you are just what they need, right when they need it. You've always been that. Dear God, let me be what you need me, right when you need it, Father. Let me be willing and able to go and do the works of God. You call me to do, Father. Let me not be ashamed to walk up that repeated and tell them about peace. They tell me how good I am. And yes, I am without the Lord. Through him, I'm healed. And faith in him alone. Dear God, I'm walking the grace of God. Lord, I don't care what people think of me. I care what you think of me. What you know of me, God. You know that I'm yours. And you're mine. And Father God, it's enough for this woman to understand that I belong to you. And you're my God. You're the one that I serve. And your Father asked you tonight, multiply you and me, Father, that people can see you in your
body. Ask you, Lord, to touch her and kill her, Lord, for your glory.
See it openly, God. When I serve a true God, I serve a real God, the one that'll answer and get that cry when no one else is around. If we're in trouble and need help, we call on Jesus because our faith says we can trust in him to be there for us in the hour of need and of pain and of sorrow and of sickness because you are the healer of our soul and our body. And that, God, we thank you and praise you and ask you to move each one of these to this. Dear God, as we have prayed, we ask, let it be done in Jesus' name. We ask.
Glory. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to
let
God.
Us not
thank
take
you.
Satisfaction from praying, God. Let us have satisfaction in knowing that you move on each and every one of them. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tim's going to come around and.
I knew a preacher in Kentucky that would go to the hospitals and he'd pray for people. If they got well, he'd go to church and say, I prayed for them and they got well. But I prayed for a lot of people, but if they got well, it was God that did it. And I
Amen.
The glory belongs to God.
Yes,
and
it
that's
does.
What everybody knows. We might do the praying, we might do the asking. But if there's any healing, any saving, any salvation brought, it'll be through God.
Amen. That's it. We pray and God does the work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We pray and believe and God does the work. We're going to have Tim come around and bring some more songs to us here and just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with him.
Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fear, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the shadows that fall across my path, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see.
Amen.
Bigger than my confusion, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the giants, the fear and only thing, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than my strength, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than anything, God is bigger than anything.
There was a king, he got a letter from a mighty army without numbers. He spread it out there for the Lord to get a view. God sent a promise and just one angel. That devil's army that it seems, it's just amazing what a prayer can do. Every mountain, parting river, brought it to life again. I'll call upon an old prayer warrior at time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down. Amazing what a blessing is. I see your mama and her baby. They fought for life the whole night through. If our home was gone, oh girl, they tears fell. Not just a few. But there's my grandpa over in the corner. He knew the one he pulled it through. That baby's still alive. That shows what a prayer can do. If this mountain, hard as ever, brought the dead to life again, I call the fallen old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down. All I need is for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. Oh, it's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep it missing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? The angels ringing all across, someone died. You can know how it feels when he knocks to surrender. Have you been washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels and how that it feels to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? You know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you fell into your old hat field. To know you've been trained, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels wherever you roam? You still get a feeling that you're not at home, knowing heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? How does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father holds everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars of the night? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay
know each time and know that it's still okay. It's good to know how it feels. Very good to know how it feels.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I live each day in victory because of the one who lives in me. I found every promise he ever made. Jesus will keep. Walk by my side in endless strife. Love me and help me when I cry. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave. I know how I've made it. I've made it by grace.
People can be with their families, so when you get done eating, just tune in to it and you'll be able to watch it anyway.
Amen.
But I forgot about being Thanksgiving. We want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and don't forget to thank God for all that he's done for you. You need to thank him every day for what he's done for you, but with your family and your friends, just give God some praise there on Thanksgiving. And I hope everybody very good Thanksgiving with their family. And we love each one of you and pray for you. Just pray one for another. The Bible says pray for one another that you may be healed. So let's lift each other up to the Lord and go with God, and he will go with you. And We're just going to say good night. We love everybody, and God bless. And we'll see. Hope to see you, not this Thursday, but the next.
Amen.
But tune in on Monday to Brother Don Harris's broadcast and at 6 p.m. on Monday. So
yeah, you can find it on this page or over on his page. It's on usually on both pages.
Yes. So we want to say good night to everyone. We thank everybody for tuning in, and we just want to say that we enjoy everybody that comes in to be with us, and just share this out, like it, and tell your family and friends about it. And we'll just say good night. God bless.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye, y'all. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Love y'all.
Bye. Love y'all.
Bye. Bye-bye.